We live in the hip hop room on a Saturday night. We getting faded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We up, you taking it uptown with it. Got my boy in the building. Tell him what's good, my dude.
What's good, what's good? It's Monty Too Much from West Side of Harlem. Got my man Mickey here today. Say Nick.
Oh, so what's up? We here when I say next year, we in the hip hop room, you know what I mean? I told y'all I'm everywhere, they never there. You know what I mean?
Nah.
But we just having, you know, off the air, we just having a little conversation.
About these female rappers,
you know what I mean? So elaborate on that, you know, spark that conversation, let the listeners know what we was talking about, my dude.
So the main topic of discussion was how all these female rappers
gotta get half naked to succeed, right?
Start up. But I told him there was one specific that I don't remember doing, but she had a very short time because she got locked up. Shout out to Remy Ma. Feel me? But I think that's the only girl, that's the only female rapper who didn't get naked. That we were saying. But at the same time, you did say that she had a little short running and she got locked up, so she didn't even have time. But everybody else, who you said?
Lil Kim, Foxy,
yeah.
Nicki Minaj, Cardi B. They all had to get half naked. They give sex appeal. They had to, exactly. Lil Kim,
I couldn't agree with that.
That poster Lil Kim had back in the day when she dropped her first album.
Bend it down
the one Nicki stole and tried to copy. Oh my fucking god. She had the fucking streets on fire. If it was the internet back then, she would have did a Kim Kardashian.
Facts.
That's before Kim fucked the face up. That poster right there, she put the world on fire.
Nah.
I'm sorry, Nicki, I fucks with you, but you can't reduplicate that. You wasn't supposed to touch that, Nicki. Kim, oh my god, that punani looking big as fuck. I don't know what they did. They photoshopped it or put tissue with it. She had niggas in jail going crazy.
He reminiscing. He ain't even locked up.
I'm keeping it a fact. I never was in jail when that poster dropped. Nigga, I had one.
Niggas, I had room and lotion.
Kim? that was Lil Kim. You know what I mean? So, no disrespect to Remy Ma, but Remy Ma ain't never achieved the status that they achieved. Maybe because she went to prison and all. And now she back on feet doing her thing. All the way up was a big song. But
I believe not her whole album.
But her discography ain't like this. So she gonna have to work hard to achieve that.
She's not on that level no more. She don't even got no more. She
never achieved that status. She was almost there.
She
went to jail.
Yeah, she ain't.
And that kind of fucked her up.
Better than ever. She's not even a rapper.
You heard what Nicki said, right? You kind of bumped this shooter friend over stat. Nah, I'm just playing though. But yeah, Remy, we all know Remy nice. Like, there's a lot of dudes like that. It's like that in the game.
Yeah,
like, you could be the nicest spitting on the hottest shit, but that don't matter.
Shout out my son Kiss, man. For me, I feel like they go to him.
All right, so look. All right, we got Monty in the hip-hop room. So now listen, you don't have to elaborate if you want to. We always ask these questions when I'm in the hip-hop room.
Right.
We got a poll. You ain't got to go into detail. Just answer the question because we're going to tally it up.
Bet.
LeBron James, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Nas, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Nas.
Lovely said Nas. He said, all right, so far Nas is a slight in the hands. It's close. But Michael Jordan got LeBron James by not a landslide, but a comfortable lead. It's just a tally up. Now, who's your top five, dead or alive? We always ask that in the hip-hop room before we go on. Dead or alive. Top five, dead or alive.
What if I got a dead and alive?
So, you know what we did too? On my last minutes that was on my show? We broke it up. You could get a starting five and a second team off the bench. Like all NBA first and second team.
I can't put them in order, but I can tell you.
But your first five got not order, but just five, your first five, your starting five. All right,
but a lot of people don't know this though, but Joel Santana.
Okay.
Fabulous.
All right.
DMX.
Okay.
Disagree with that. I got history with that.
X.
That's why I made it.
All right. Well, give me your first two because we got to go to commercial break. Give me your last two and we're going to come back with your next five.
I said Kiss. Last one's,
All right, hold that thought. We coming back. We about to go to commercial break. We're going to play some music in the hip hop room. We back in the hip-hop room, Harlem Flow. You know what I mean? Smoking it out.
The last one, secretly?
Yeah, he was talking about his top five dead or alive. Like, refresh their memory. We get your five. You're starting five.
It's not in order, but it's Jadakiss, Fab, Lil Wayne, DMX.
And you said Joel Santana?
Joel Santana.
All right, I can't argue with that. It's a top. So what's your next five?
Straight balls right there, man.
No, I'm...
My next five? I had to say Tupac. Tupac, Biggie. That's really it.
No Nas, no Jay-Z.
Nah, they not. Like, false like, money. I understand Nas. Nas is lyrical. Like, if anything, I could say Papoose. Papoose is lyrical, too. Like,
but Nas considered one of the best MCs of time.
But his... He was never my flow. Like,
right, but that's not your time. So, Sensei just chopping up to that. Now, keep it real. Nobody that wasn't from your time wasn't on your top five, and it's understandable. But all the people that's considered legends,
yeah,
you didn't mention them. You're the first person on this show who did not mention a Biggie, Jay-Z, or Pac, or Nas, nothing on your top five, bro.
It wasn't my favorite.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but...
I like balls, straight balls. Like, far as lyrics, they did that, as far as they flow, they was on the melody. I wasn't really locked on it, and I guess you could say that because of my time frame, my age. I was born '93.
Facts. See, I figured that.
I listened to a '90s music.
Most of your artists is early 2000s when you became a teenager, when you was doing your thug thizzle and doing your thing. I understand, and they was popping. But like I said, you can't go wrong with them niggas. Yeah.
Shout out to DMX, man. I got stuck on the train for years just listening to this one tape. That ass.
Nah, X is a legend. Salute.
Yeah, man.
Salute.
Where my dog's at?
You know, we're not biased on the hip hop room. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's opinion, how you feel is, you know, that's on their own, but you can't go wrong because everybody nice.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I fuck with Jay-Z.
You know,
he's a smart man.
I come from an era, though, when you had to be nice. Right now, you ain't gotta be nice. You had to be nice. You know what I mean?
This
MCs.
This is not my era.
What's your era? Early, this era, the 2000 or 2000? Yeah. But you know, your era, a lot of MCs got died, man. Got killed, caught up in bullshit. Rest in peace, Stack Bundles, man. He would have been a monster, man.
Dipset.
Come on, Chinks. You know what I'm saying?
Chinks. Like, RP Chinks, man. That shit was
like,
crazy.
Niggas
was
like,
I was fucking with him hard body.
You know what I mean?
Ass.
A lot of lyrical beasts, man. Like.
Prodigy,
salute. Yeah. Yo, I got a joint too called Salute. Yeah. I went up on that Prodigy and Coogi Rap, Mobb Deep Coogi Rap beat. Did our numbers.
Shout out to the South.
Pimp C, yes. Yeah, so, you know, but right now, like, so how you feel about the mute right now?
Fredo.
You know, you from a younger era. How you feel about the rap game right now?
Migos is good, but as far as all these other little Uzi 6ix9ines, like, as far as their character, rapping in their character, I don't know, it's different, man. They weirdos. A lot of mumble rapping, a lot of, you know, Cat in the Hat rappers. You know, just rapping the same, a lot of lollygagging song shit. Ain't no real punchlines no more. Ain't no hardcore rap, ain't nobody dissing no. You know, back in the day, you could diss somebody, tell them straight, you know, I smack your mother, you feel me, niggas? They not doing that no more. Oh, this is probably already, I got ice cream in my shawty, I be booing, you know what I mean? Like, just, nigga, everybody could do that. I just did that right now. Like, it's just nothing.
It's nothing.
Be behind it. Yeah,
so, let me ask you, so why would an older veteran like me say that? They say we hating. But you just said it, and you they age in their era, and you just said the same thing that I be saying, but when I say it, I'm hating. It's just real, right? Truth is the truth.
Yeah, I mean, they, I don't know.
I don't hate it, don't rate it. I just know that, like, listen, I was...
They feel like maybe because, I don't know, because I don't rap, you feel me? But I'm not saying that I can't rap. I don't rap.
But you're right, but it ain't about that before. Rap is a sport, and it always was held to the highest standards as an MC. If you want to be a rapper, you got to be held to the highest standards. It don't matter
no more. That's how I feel. Like, there's no standards.
But
you
got to
look cool. If you look cool and got a lollygag, you in.
That's
it. You got Instagram. Social media is causing a lot of this shit.
You gotta knock on niggas. We back in the hip hop room. Yo, we was high as shit. We forgot what we was talking about.
What we was talking about,
we was talking about some hip-hop shit in the hip-hop room. We know we talking about top five dead alive, but I know we went into some other shit.
Yeah, man, let's talk about this.
But that's that sticky icky, light
skin
man.
Shit.
Dark skin, light skin.
Like, why is so much controversy in this world right now in this light skin, dark skin? We all black, it don't matter. Like, let the people get what, you know what I mean? Like, what they like. Some people dislike some certain things and let that be. It ain't no discrimination, though. Just people got morals and goals and, you know, standards.
He only saying that because he looked like Shamar Moore. So that's one for the light skin club. Facts, but it's all shades, brother. I'm not light as you, but I'm not dark either. So, you know, give it up for the butter pecan niggas.
Yeah, you know.
You know, give Carmelo. It up. You know, exactly. The Carmelo niggas. He said the Carmelo. Yeah, but my son, give it up for the Shamar Moore type niggas. Facts. You know? This is what we do in the hip hop room. We smoke now. We uptown with it tonight.
We can shout out to the chocolates.
Yo,
know?
But check this out, right? When you hear today's music, what the first thing come to your mind?
Yeah, that's it right there. That's what I listen. That's the bob. That's the bob your head to anything they saying shit.
You know what's crazy? Most of the youngest that I run into, I have on the show, their response is the same as yours. Because I thought, you know, people was bugging. Like, it always make it seem like it's the older crowd that's always hating on that type of music or this music scene. But lately, I've been getting, the youngest is tired of it too, huh? Bring it back to the real bars, huh?
You know what I think it is too, man? I think we got to go take this podcast out of state too, get what them people are saying. Because, you know, we all from New York. At the end of the day, we're going to want them bars, man. No matter what's going on, who's rapping what, how we rapping it, we want to hear the lyricists, want to hear the bars. So I think, you know.
Yeah, but a lot of other states, we don't, that twang they talk with, that's like, that shit is irritating to us.
That's a fact. Annoying as hell. We gotta use Rap Genius to understand what they talking about.
Yeah, that's a fact, right? The way they talk is annoying as hell. So we don't give a fuck. They give me the nicest they tell. Well, we don't want to hear that shit.
We don't really know if you nice, man, until we read your lyrics. You know what I mean?
Yep, facts. Man. Shout out to ATL. Shout out to Detroit. Shout out to wherever y'all at, man. The hip-hop room, man. New York is a New York City thing always, but it's always an everywhere thing, man. Shout out to all them cities, Memphis, Louisville, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, Shy, ain't no beef with y'all right now, man.
Yeah, Chi-Town, Chavez, New York, that shit was whack, y'all. Y'all played yourself. It was fun for while it lasted, you know what I mean? Shout out to the Shy, man. Shout out to South Side, you know what I mean? We're RP, Fredo, you know what I mean? We worldwide with it in the hip-hop room, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Next time.
Nah, we still got a little time left. A little time left. I have one more question for you, man.
What's up?
When it comes to the five boroughs, man, what make Harlem so unique to you? Like, exactly. What make you rep Harlem, you know? What's different from Harlem from the rest of the city, man?
That's the middle of everything. You got everything so close. And I go get it. This shit don't sleep, man. The money is here 24/7.
From you. Same with
No, it's not. In Brooklyn, it's different. Nah, it's not.
The only thing that's big that y'all stores stay open 24/7.
So what about Brooklyn? Tell them about Brooklyn. Tell them about Brooklyn.
So what that mean?
Tell them about BK.
If we stores open 24/7, what that mean? We up 24/7. The money don't stop. You got to get it till the getting's good. And when the getting's good, we're going to keep getting it.
So when you hear about, me ask you a question too, we're going to do the borough check. So when the word Brooklyn, when you hear about Brooklyn or think about Brooklyn, what comes to mind?
I'm going to keep my money in my pocket because I know how y'all get it. Y'all coming to get
me. Wait, come to Brooklyn. Niggas raw.
You feel me? Y'all niggas is nasty. Y'all niggas is gritty. I give it up. You feel me? I can't.
Say what you think, how you feel about Brooklyn. You think niggas, what? Rob, right?
Niggas grease ball.
Niggas just grease ball. They do
so when it comes to the Bronx, what comes to the mind when it comes to the Bronx?
Nah, they just, they dirty. Like dirt. Like, I don't.
They play dirty.
The Bronx, like I ain't gonna lie, the Bronx on my back though, but they like nasty.
They like nasty, walking around
with diseases. Yeah, they legging wearing.
What about Queens?
I ain't gonna front. Shout out to all the women in Queens because they be the, for me, they classy but nasty.
Okay.
So shout out to them. I don't know nothing else about them.
That's what's up. You signing out, man. Shout out to Harlem, St. Nick, in the hip hop room. Peace, y'all.